Summer is short in the Arctic Circle, and by early October, the sea ice is beginning to return. Seawater starts to freeze at around minus 2 degrees Celsius. But it will be some time before the ice is thick enough for polar bears to return to their hunting platform. For the bears, this is the toughest time of the year. Without the sea ice, it's almost impossible for them to catch seals. In autumn, the bears living around Canada's Hudson Bay line the shores in large numbers, waiting for the sea to freeze. These are the southernmost polar bears on the planet, and they deal with longer and hotter summers than any others. Many of these bears will not have eaten for the last 5 months. Each year, their hunting ground is melting earlier and taking longer to refreeze as winter approaches. With a shorter hunting season out on the ice, polar bears have less time to fatten up. Some bears will scavenge for scraps and even eat seaweed. But with such meager pickings, for many, autumn is simply a waiting game. Polar bears are extraordinarily well adapted to deal with such long periods of famine. They slow their metabolism right down, and by staying inactive, they conserve their energy, awaiting the return of the ice. As winter approaches, the sea off northwest Greenland is beginning to freeze. At first, a soupy mixture of ice crystals and cold water, known as frazzle ice, starts developing.